Hi, I'm Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 15 of How Married Are You? Let's jump right into words of affirmation.
All right, so words of affirmation is when you send your thoughts, your hopes, your concerns and cares about the How Married Are You podcast to our voice messaging, which is right embedded on the Anchor app. So if you're listening on Anchor, go ahead and just press the button, the plus button, and just say, hey, my name is such and such, and I like the podcast because da 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 da.
Or so, if you have questions, comments, or anything you'd like us to follow up on, we will take that as well. Or no, it's
worth it. Yeah, we can take that. But also just try to fill it out for like 30 seconds if you could. All right, so Donald, go ahead and take us away with the words of affirmation this week.
What's going on, How Married Are You family? This is Donald Gaston Jr., producer of the How Married Are You podcast, and you're listening to Words of Affirmation.
Hey, this is Gloria TP5. I was just scanning through the different podcasts, and I see you guys have a why, how, the who, what, where, why, and how of marriage. Basically, that's what I'm seeing, even though it clearly says How Married Are You? And I can tell from the energy that I'm getting already, this is gonna be the bomb. So I'm gonna just chill and listen to what y'all got to say.
Thank you guys for listening to the words of affirmation. Remember, if you have not given us a iTunes rating, please do that. Not an iTunes rating, but an Apple Podcast rating, and give us a review. A review will help us grow, will help us get more sponsorships and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And so it's good for us to kind of move forward as a podcast, to kind of help us figure out like how successful we are, or how much you guys are liking it, or how much you don't like it, or whatever. But if you would like to leave words of affirmation, you can go ahead and read your Apple Podcast review right on the Anchor app, and that would be very helpful for us as well.
I have a question.
Yes.
So I'm only familiar with Apple Podcast app, but can they leave reviews on other apps as well?
I'm pretty sure that Google Play has a review option as well. And I don't know about any other platforms.
So should we invite them to leave a review as well or no?
What, Google Play people?
Anybody, just whatever. Yeah, anybody,
if you're listening somewhere, you like the podcast, you're waiting for the podcast to drop. If this is something that you're trying to make a part of your weekly routine, it is important that you support us in this way because it helps us gauge whether or not you're following or you're trekking along with us as well. Some people like to listen as silent listeners, and that's okay too. And I have no problem with that, but it helps so much for us to hear your voice, to know, let your voice
don't
be heard.
Don't be shy.
All right.
And now that brings us to story time featuring the chocolate babies.
Yeah. Okay, so recently I took the chocolate babies to a concert with a lot of my buddies. So the Better Late Than Never tour was coming through LA, and my buddy Dell hit me up and asked me if I wanted some tickets. So he allowed me and the boys to go up to the concert. Now, I was just gonna go by myself, you know what I'm saying? Cause I was having a rough parenting day, but I decided to bring along the boys. Yeah, we went up there and it was interesting. Like we were kind of in line and hanging out and going to will call and all that stuff, and people were noticing us, and it was interesting how many people like have kind of accepted the fact that we are now a family on YouTube instead of me being the rapper, you know. And so that was really cool, and I think that the kids handled it really well when they got to see certain people backstage, and they were like, yo, can I take a picture with your kids? And they were very respectful, and of course, because they were respectful and I have a relationship with them, I said yes. It was just really cool to watch Theo and Uriah listen to their favorite song, Friends by Annie Mineo, and Shame by Annie Mineo, and just kind of listen to the people that they hear on the radio and see them live. It was a really cool experience. Yeah,
I'm glad they got to do that.
Mm-hmm. You got any stories for the chocolate babies?
I just have a sweet story. I feel like Anaya's being left out of the story time. So lately at bedtime, when I go and put Anaya in her crib, and I, you know, when we get close to the crib, she kind of leans over in. This is when she's, like, really tired. She kind of leans over in, and I put her down. And then she reaches for her blanket. And so then I put her blanket over her, and she kind of just, you know, tucks it under her arm or whatever. And then she, and then I say goodnight, and she goes, bye. Bye, mama. Bye. But she's saying bye the whole time I'm walking out the door. And it is the sweetest, most precious thing in the entire world. I wish I could just bottle it up and save it for the time when she becomes a teenager.
That moment, yeah, that's a good moment.
Yeah. Have you experienced that moment?
I don't think so. I have a hard time putting her to bed because I just want to lay in there with her and stuff. But, yeah. Did she do that tonight?
She did.
Oh, that's so cute.
The other night, though, I did wake up to Glenn in the crib with Anaya.
That was a hard night.
Yeah, but I didn't know how rough that night was. We all have been fighting a cold, so I guess that was his attempt to comfort her, to get her to fall asleep, rather than bringing her into the bed. Why didn't you bring her into the bed?
Because it would just have bugged you.
Thank you, babe.
I don't want to, like...
She's always at my nip.
Yeah, I know. So frustrated.
I really do appreciate that.
So the topic this week is mentor couples. And do you have one? Why should you have one if you haven't? Why is it important to have someone you're following as you're pursuing a great relationship? All right, we're going to start this off. I just want to say that when we first got together, this was one of my big
things.
Okay, I was like, yo, we need a mentor couple. And Yvette is like... I don't want nobody knowing my business.
That is not how I talk.
Okay, but that is what you said.
I don't know if that's what I said. That's but I know that's not how I talk. Do I talk like that?
Do I talk like that?
Do I change my tone?
You were like, how did you go? You said, you were like, yeah, like, I don't want people knowing our business. I don't want that. I don't understand why we have to do that. And I just felt like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what success will we have?
And now look at our lives.
What success will we have at all if we don't have someone in our business? And so I feel like that is very Black culture for us.
Whoa, he went there.
I feel like it's very Black culture for us to be like, yo, let's keep everything secret and lie and make sure we look like we're doing okay. And I'm and the only reason I say that is because that's fatherhood. That's family. So, like, I've never seen a lot of, like, people, like, being authentic in public. And so that's why it's important for Belief in Fatherhood is, like, yo, you show what it's really like to be a Black father, right? And that is something that people have no idea about, even myself. Like, I don't know what it's like to be a Black dad. For, like, if I look at my dad, like, I wouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wouldn't tell me a lot of the things that probably he was, unless I, like, really pried and asked, like, I wouldn't know. And so here you have this option to be like, oh, here's an open door to this, these things I'm always thinking about anyway. How do people deal with, you know, your child lying? How do you deal with your child stealing? How do you, you know, and so, like, how do you deal with the complicated things as a couple? And this was something that I was very concerned about because I just didn't want to do a bad job as a boyfriend, actually as a husband. So yeah, mentor couples was big on the list for me. So tell me, how did you feel? Were you like all gung-ho about it?
Nah, I wasn't.
You were anti.
First of all, the problem was I was not necessarily for a mentor couple.
Why?
I don't know why. I think it was because whoever we chose, I wasn't going to know who they were. They were going to know you and I wasn't going to know them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like there was anyone that knew both of us. And I don't think I understood the purpose of it either.
Yeah, but your mom and dad had a mentor couple.
They did. They did.
So you saw what it looked like, you know?
I did. And I know that if it weren't for them,
yeah,
my parents would have been split a long time ago.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like mentor couples are the lifeline to most relationships. I feel like it helps you gauge how well you're doing. It also helps you have a referee when things aren't so nice. It helps you have a safe place to be honest. I feel like that was really important. And so we first got our mentor couple while being in premarital counseling. That was like the introduction of like, okay, you're going to be in premarital counseling and then you're going to have this couple who you can kind of talk to offline when things are kind of getting weird, you know, or like things are going great and you want to kind of discuss some of your things. And so one of our first biggest arguments in marriage or before we got married, was like we were choosing a place to stay. And I was like, yo, let's just live in an apartment. And you were like, yo, I want to live in a house or a duplex or something like a townhouse. And I just didn't understand why you were being so pretentious. And you were like, yo, I just want to have a castle for you type situation. Remember that?
I said I wanted to have a castle.
You wanted to create a safe haven for our, for us. Our mentor couples helped us get through and discuss those things.
I vividly remember the conversation about apartment versus house. And I remember Julie breaking it down in such a way where she completely understood my heart, but understood yours as well. And I think, I don't know if you were crying, but I was weeping. I wasn't weeping, but I was crying. You know, like, it was just, yes. Mm. Why doesn't he understand that?
But she was able to understand me, and that was important for me because we didn't speak the same language at the mm-hmm. time.
And know? So I feel like one of the things, I'm not sure that you said this yet, but one of the things about a mentor couple is sometimes they're able to hear each person mm-hmm. differently than we ourselves are hearing each other. Mm-hmm. And so they can reverb it in such a way that they're saying exactly what I was trying to say to Glenn, but they're saying it
in a way in that, a I way can hear
that
it.
Glenn can hear it.
Yeah.
It's yeah. sometimes like, I guess sometimes our voices become monotone to each other that we just, it's just like, wah, 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 yeah. wah, wah. And then when we have our mentor couple, it becomes more audible.
And so for the past 7 years now, 6 or 7 years, we've gotten really close to Pat and Shan. You guys know, some of you guys know who Pat and Shan, the Lynch family, are. They have, you know, our closest friends, the Chocolate Babies' godparents, you know what I mean? Like, these are people that we love and do life with on a regular basis, care about, extremely close with. We would say we're more friends than they are a mentor couple, but they really are the people we go to when it's kind of like, yo, she ain't getting it, dog. You know what I mean? And I don't know what to say here. And then they're also the people who, you know, they, I think they feel most comfortable around us to be themselves. You know what I mean? So, like, we're a safe place for them, too. I believe some of our biggest times and difficult moments in marriage were hashed out on their couch.
Indeed.
It, with tears and babies running around yeah. and K-How listening. You know what I'm saying? Like,
K-How's probably listening right now.
Shout out to K-How. They have been a part of our story so much.
Yeah.
And we appreciate them. Now, do you think you can be healthy
without a mentor?
Without a mentor couple?
Hell no.
Wow.
Mm-mm. Heck no.
Why?
What?
Okay.
Think about it. Do you?
I'm talking about you as in people, period. Not just you.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, everyone needs a mentor couple.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I do.
Okay.
But it's hard hearing you say it.
Why is it hard? Oh my gosh. Because in the beginning, God created the heavens. No, I'm just kidding. In the beginning.
It's not that you have, I think what people think is like mentor couple is like, oh, I have this person telling me what to do in my relationship and they're all in my business. It's not like that. It's like you have a person that obviously is going, like has been where you are and is further along than you are and is probably where you want to be or close to around somewhere you want to be.
So that gets into like what's the criteria for choosing a mentor couple? Because like, you don't want to go to the neighbors next door who be telling everybody's business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you can't just choose anybody to be a mentor couple. So we do have.
Yeah. It's a criteria.
A criteria that we use in order to, we haven't had to choose one in a while, but.
Yeah. But okay. So say we had to choose a mentor couple right now. Well, first you said, No one can survive without a mentor couple.
Okay.
Why?
Okay. So let's talk about like grades. Go with me here because I don't even know where I'm going. But like in kindergarten, you have a teacher. Mm-hmm. And then from kindergarten, you go to first grade. Mm-hmm. And you have a teacher.
Yeah.
And
I like where this is going.
Well, help me take it. For each grade, you have a teacher that's teaching you more and more about, like, you know, there's a curriculum for each grade level, and then there's a person who's qualified to teach that curriculum. Mm. And so when you're progressing from one grade to the next, hopefully your knowledge is being built upon as you grow older. And so I feel like in our marriage, it's very similar. Like we enter the battlegrounds. I don't want to say battlegrounds, but we enter into marriage as rookies. Like we don't know what the heck we're doing. And you're like day by day, really.
I understand that you're saying that this is the most difficult union that you will ever have to face. Mm-hmm. I believe. Like there's no other job or position that will be more challenging than marriage. Why would you want to do that by yourself? Like, why would you not have someone who is a step ahead of you saying, hey, watch out for this. Hey, I understand how you feel, but this doesn't make any sense in the long run. Here's a perfect example. Before we had kids, Yvette wanted to go on a trip. And I was like, we ain't got no money for a trip.
That's not what it was. It wasn't a money issue.
It was a money issue.
It was not a money issue. It was a you being gone issue with the breaks.
Yvette.
What?
Yvette.
Glenn.
During that time, we found out that you owe Matt money. And so we kind of like was like, dang, like, we had to pay a lot of money off with debt. We had just got that news like maybe 6 months before that.
Babe, I don't think that's correct.
Okay.
We had that news when we first got married.
Okay. Yes.
When we went on that trip, right. That was like a couple of years later.
Okay, sorry. So what are we talking about?
You were saying the trip was a money issue. It wasn't a money
issue. But it was a money issue for me because I was cheap.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I don't know. You're getting on my nerves.
Okay. So, I felt like it was a money issue, right? Like, I just was like, man, we don't really got money to just be, like, going on trips like that. Let's just pay off that. Like, my whole thing.
That was not the issue. Oh, my God.
So why didn't I want to go?
Babe.
Why didn't I want to go?
Babe, the issue wasn't going. I think we both had agreed to go on the trip. The issue
you booked the trip by yourself and said, I'm going on this trip.
Fool. We were supposed to be going together. And then it was during my spring break or something. Mm-hmm. And then you had a trip with the breaks. And so you weren't able to go. And I was like, well, we had already talked about going on this trip. So I'm going. Regardless.
I don't think that was it. But either way.
OMG.
All right. Okay, fine. You're right. Whatever. Let's say that was it.
I don't even know why you brought this example up anyway.
Because the point was that Pat was telling me, can you just be like a little bit more mature just so we can get through this?
I need to be mature?
Yeah. You're huffing and puffing like Uriah Bowe. Childish.
Oh, okay.
Listen. So.
Okay.
I was saying that I didn't want to go on the trip. And then Pat explained to me, like, eventually you're going to have kids one day and you're not going to be able to do anything that you want to do without having to rely on someone. He was like, you're being cheap and you need to just go and book the trip. Like, right now, my wife and I go to Walmart as a way to get away from the kids. You can go to wherever you want to go. And then we booked the trip to Solvang, which is next to Santa Barbara, and we had a very delightful time. That was the point, is that our mentor couple helped me figure out that I was being selfish and cheap and my wife wanted to do something with me. And regardless of how much money we had, we needed to do something together. And now most of my advice I give to people who are married is like, yo, don't be cheap. Go somewhere. Go somewhere. Go somewhere. Go somewhere.
Okay, within reason though, y'all.
Within reason.
Don't listen to this and be like, okay, you hear what he said? Let's just go. But, like, don't go and then come back and not be able to pay your rent or for groceries. You know what I mean? Like,
I really like the teacher analogy you gave. I think that wherever you're in whatever place you're trying to excel and win in, you need a coach. And I think a mentor couple is a great coach for you and your spouse. Now, what is the criteria for a mentor couple?
for me, like when we first got married, I wanted them to be married at least 10 years or more. Mm-hmm. But now that we've been married 8 years, I'd like them to be married at least 15 years or more. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, I guess I just want to, I don't know. It just has to be at least, I want to say at least a decade more, but that's not really a decade more than where we are. But, you know, I don't know. They just need to be married way longer than us. Mm-hmm. It would be nice for our situation if they had children, because we have children.
Yes.
They need to be believers, and they need to have an obvious strong foundation in the Word of God and an obviously strong relationship with the Lord. And I know we can't necessarily assess that in everyone, but I think it's obvious by the fruit that we produce. And so that's one of my criterias. It needs to be obvious that they are friends and that they love each other and they enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
Their children need to respect and honor them.
For the most part.
Yeah. It would be nice if we could both relate to the same gender spouse individually, independent of each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I think mm-hmm. both of us have a relationship. I don't know. What are other criteria?
Like, it just has to be obvious that they are trying and honest about what's happening. Like, I don't want to be with someone who makes me feel like I'm not, oh man, you just need to love her. Like, you know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, man, what are you talking about? You know?
Practical. And like, you don't want to have a mentor couple that makes you feel judged, like that judges you.
Yeah.
You definitely want them to be able to understand where you're coming from and help you move forward from there.
And like being fans of you. And that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot to ask for. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
They should not be related to you in any way.
They should not be your mom or dad or his mom or dad. Nobody's mom or dad. Leave and cleave. Go back to episode number something early on in How Married Are You. Understand?
You're being very demanding. But what? I think that
it shouldn't be a mom or dad.
I believe that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is a demand.
Okay.
Forgive me for being demanding.
Yeah, I don't think it's healthy. And that's because the mother or father or the relative is going to relate or, you know, obviously have a bias. You know what I mean?
Like, and guys, and that's like, it's true regardless of if you believe it or not. Mm-hmm. I know there are some people out there right now listening to this saying, no, not my mom and dad. No. Yes, your mom and dad. Find someone else. They should not be your mentor couple.
Yeah.
Find someone else.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound demanding or whatever, but they are just, it's not appropriate.
Yeah, but let's not act like that it's easy to find somebody to relate to and to follow. A lot of you guys are thinking like, yo, I can't find a person that yeah. I want to be like or be around that yeah. much. And that is totally understandable. But you don't have to find someone who is perfect or yeah. like who has the most healthiest situation. Like, they should be fairly healthy, you know, but you do, like, in order to get to where you want to be, you're going to have to pass these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to have to go beyond that. And that's how you find a mentor couple, or just a mentor in business, or a mentor in, like, you know, certain other areas. Like, you want to find someone who is going to be further along than where you are, who can point out divots and potholes for you to be like, oh man, you need to watch out for that. This is coming, you know.
And you also want them to be able to be honest about their situation, because you know that they're not going to be perfect, but if they can talk to you truthfully, you know, like their shortcomings, and then help you guys avoid those same shortcomings or whatnot, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. And so when are we going to be a mentor couple? Isn't that scary?
I'm not scared for that. It's a little intimidating. It's not scary, though. Why is it scary?
Because I feel like, oh, I could literally ruin.
No. No, I don't think that.
10 years. We're going to be married 10 years in 2 years.
To be completely honest with you, I think we have so much to offer a couple right now.
Really?
Yeah. What difference is 2 years going to make?
Well,
actually,
you know, someone's listening like, oh, we need to hit them all.
No, don't do that. I'm just saying, like, I think each of us where we are has something to offer someone who's further.
Okay, I think we need to offer some type of maybe paid service or something where people can hit us up you know, monthly or, you know, quarterly or something like that, and just say, hey, we need to sit down and talk to you about these five issues. Here are the issues at hand. And then we can kind of counsel them through, you know, maybe like a 4-week session, and just be like, hey, like, these are the things I think would challenge and help you guys grow. I think that'd be something that's valuable.
I think that's a very cool idea. Yeah.
Okay. So let us know if you'd be interested in that. You can leave a voice memo for the words of affirmation, or just respond to this at any moment if you're listening on Anchor. Thank you guys so much for sending those voice memos. They really mean a lot to us. But if you'd be interested in, like, maybe getting counseling and something like that, let us know. Like, I actually think this would be good for me and my significant other. This is what I would kind of feel like I would pay for, or I don't think this should be a paid service. Either way, like, this is what we do. And so ultimately, like, this is like kind of like a free thing with the podcast, but I do want to offer like some type of premium benefit for people who feel like, man, I really need to talk about this one specific issue and I need prayer through this type of stuff too. So yeah, that's my thoughts.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is a mentor couple, which is better, a mentor couple or couples therapy? Is it equivalent in its value to your relationship?
I don't know. I've never been to couples therapy.
Me either.
So I would say that I think therapy is important for a individual because there are individual issues that you process differently than your significant other that you need to work through alone. And maybe not alone, but separate from like what the unit is called for. And then there are issues that surround like family and life and balance that would be beneficial for a couple. Now, a mentor couple is like, hey, we've talked about this in therapy and here's like what we're thinking. Like, a mentor couple is like having a life group, like a lifetime partner in your relationship. It's like, it's not so much like, hey, not only are we going to talk about our issues, but we're going to celebrate things together. We're cooking, we're having cookies, it's movie night. Like, we're friends. And I have this opportunity, I'm looking for someone to invest in, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking for a couple to, you know, Pat and Shan is giving us a car. Like, we've like been in a pinch and they're like, yeah, we have a car, take it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like that. Like, they're kind of like your big brother and sister in that moment, aunt and uncle maybe in that moment where you're going through it. So I think all of it is necessary, depending on, like, if you're going through a crisis, I think you might need couples therapy. You know, some type of infidelity, some type of, like, you know, stuff like that. I think you might need couples therapy, like sexual issues, couples therapy. Sometimes mentor couples aren't really equipped to take care of certain catastrophes. You know? What do you think?
I honestly don't know. I was just, it just was a thought that occurred to me. I was like, But I do think, you did kill that question. I think couples, having a mentor couple, like when I think of being a student's mentor or like in the past of being a mentor to someone younger than me, I kind of do life with them. Yes. Like you said, I counsel them through things, but I also am there to celebrate their successes and to cheer them on when they are, you know? So yeah. I do think that couples therapy and mentor couple are different in that with your mentor couple, you should be able to do life with them. And with a couple therapist, that's not always necessarily the case. You're more so sorting through issues.
Yeah.
So, babe, how married are you?
Okay. I'm so married that the other night, and I talked about this earlier, the other night, let me tell you about my night, okay? First of all, I don't know what happened, what night this was, but everybody was sick, and I was especially sick.
Yeah.
And so she had already been sleeping during the day a lot, and then I don't know what happened, but she was in the crib. I get into the crib with her because I don't want to bother Yvette while she's in the bed, you know? Anaya gets in the bed. Whenever she gets in the bed and she crawls on Yvette, like jumps on her, mommy, mom, starts grabbing her head, pulling her hair, grabbing her face, mom, and like trying to rape her. You know what I'm saying? Just take a boob out and just grabbing a boob.
She literally and just it, grabs it and just like, ah.
It's like, dang. So I lay down with her in the crib and it just was not going well. She like tossing and turning and flipping and kicking and all this stuff. And I'm like, yo, like chill out. And so we both weren't comfortable. So I was like, okay, let's get out of here. You want to go downstairs and watch Elmo? Because I at this point, I was so tired that I was like, yo, I got to get some rest. So I go downstairs. I turn on the TV. I kind of barricade the couch so that she's like stuck on one side. And I straight up fall asleep. And then Anaya gets away, walks up the stairs. And all I hear is, hey, Raya. She goes into the boys' room. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. And then Theo's like, Dad, your daughter, Dad. And so I had to go back upstairs and all for the sake of like Yvette getting some sleep. Because I know how important it is for her to get sleep. I don't want her to feel like she's always got to be dealing with Anaya. That sucks. Women have a hard time just existing. Like, it's just hard for y'all. And I just was talking to Yvette like, man, like, you having cramps. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have your menstrual cycle, then a baby's tugging at your boob, and then I'm trying to have sex with you.
There's liquids coming out.
And liquids going in and going out. Like, what is going on, man? So I just really feel some type of way for you guys. So that's just how married I am. Babe, how married are you?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know how to top that one. I'm so married that I'm going to humble myself and take dance lessons.
Really?
For you, babe.
Really, babe?
I plan on, when we get back from Seattle, I plan on looking up some dance classes.
I'm so down.
For both of us, though.
I'm down.
Okay.
I'd like to learn how to dance with you in a whole different genre, so I'm not any better, and you're not any worse. And we can just start at square one and just have something together. Yes. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
That's like tennis. That'd be like tennis.
Yes. We need to start playing tennis again.
Yeah. I just want to say this quick announcement. You can also pick up these toddler tier mugs, which are on our website, beliefinfatherhood.com. We're sending these bad boys out. We love these things. And so these are for your children when they cry. You collect their tears and you sip on them.
You can have coffee, tea, water, wine, beer, whatever you want.
Whatever you want in it. So toddler tier mugs is kind of like a little gag gift that you can purchase. And they'd be perfect for Christmas gift this year. And if you haven't seen our book, It's Bedtime Now, please go to our website and purchase that book. We need them. We need them. We need them all gone. So make sure you guys give all these Christmas gifts away. It's Bedtime Now. Illustrated by RJ Vergara. Written by Belief and Emily Vergara.
Featuring me.
Featuring Yvette
and the Chocolate Babies.
It's such a cute story. So yeah. And
that's just how married we are.
Boom.
I definitely think that love is not the main reason to get married. I feel like a lot of people use love as the main reason to get married because there is nothing else holding that relationship.